Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest heaven.
Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Midweek, I received word that my dear friend and your lead pastor, Jen Nagel, had emergency surgery to remove her appendix. She is on the mend, thanks be to God, and recognizing the need for rest and for healing, Pastor Jen asked me to step in today in this preaching post. And still, Pastor Jen so wants to be part of this Holy Week journey with you, the good people of hope, that she is in fact here in the building in worship to experience together the journey that you are on as a people, as we are on as the people of God. She is here unofficially, so you can't ask her to do any tasks, but maybe offer a word of prayer or grace. At Luther Seminary, where I serve, we as a community waved our palms on Wednesday at our Holy Eucharist service. I discovered that Palm Wednesday doesn't have quite the ring as Palm Sunday does in that moment. But Luther's director of the Center for Stewardship, Adam Copeland, preached a profound sermon on that Wednesday in which he proposed that the palms during Jesus' colt ride into Jerusalem were really palms of protest. Palms defiantly waved in the face of principalities and powers hell-bent on oppression and death. And Adam likened the palms to protest signs, seen at such gatherings organized like the Women's March, or gatherings by Black Lives Matter, or Occupy Wall Street, or Defend DACA, and the list went on. And notably then, Adam cited many of these protest signs. He actually read them out loud, almost as a litany, as part of the sermon, that were carried by youth on March 14th. You remember the school walkout on March 14th to honor the 17 killed in Parkland, Florida, and the school shooting there. A walkout calling for gun control in our country. Palms as protest. And Reverend Adam Copeland's sermon has struck a chord with me. And as I have reflected on his sermon, I thought to myself, if the palms waving Jesus into Jerusalem were palms of protest against the empire and the empire's way of death, then the whole palm processional could really be called the March for Our Lives. After all, Jesus was marching into Jerusalem with shouts of Hosanna in the air. Hosanna, save us, rescue us, help us. Jesus was marching with the cries of life, for life, on the lips of the people. Life in the name of God, life in the kingdom of God, life in the highest heaven. Hosanna. Hosanna. Jesus was marching for our lives, for the lives of all, and for the life of all creation. It seems an appropriate title today, don't you think? This day of all days, just a day out from the marches in our state, in the country and, in fact, around the world, as we, part of a global community, experienced the march for our lives. When millions of children and youth led an intergenerational cry for life. This march for our lives was demanding that the lives of school children and youth and their safety become a priority in our country, and that we end gun violence, that we pass sensible gun laws to protect our schools and our communities. It was no mistake that in the midst of many of those marches, people were carrying palm branches. Now, please don't mishear me here, though. I'm not saying that the marches yesterday were the exact same as that palm processional march that Jesus did over 2,000 years ago. They are not the same thing. And yet, when I looked at the crowds marching, when I heard the chants and the cries and the speeches, all of it crying out for safety and the protection of life, I saw and I heard Jesus say, "I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." The way of the sword has never, never been the way of Jesus. That is why Jesus entered into Jerusalem on a colt and not a war horse. That is why the people who went ahead and the people who followed picked up palm branches and did not make spears out of wood. That is why the people were crying, "Hosanna, life, save us, rescue us, life in God and God's kingdom." And they did not demand blood or enact violence. Jesus led a march for life into the epicenter of the principalities and powers of our world that cling to death. Jesus' palm procession, this palm procession of life, was a symbol, a sign, a show of God's mercy and grace and forgiveness and love. It was a self-emptying act of humility, of low pomp, that reveals the way of life, true life in God. Palms of protest and a march for our lives. This is our God, humble and riding a donkey into the structures of oppression and the systems of death and the empire will respond. We will watch and wait as Jesus' way of life is met by our worldly way of death. We will witness and we will even partake in his betrayal and crucifixion and abandonment. But the God of life, who stakes a claim upon your life, will have the final say. This procession now gives way to the Passion as we follow into Holy Week, knowing, believing, trusting that death, even death on a cross, will not have the final say. That this passion that leads to the stone grave of decay cannot and will not stop Jesus' march for our lives. For no tomb, no grave can hold the resurrection and the life. Death will not have the last say. This is the hope This is the promise. This is the truth that we cling to as we go into Holy Week. For it is in the name of Christ. It is in the name of life that we go.